Wrangell's upper dam leaks. That in itself isn't a new development or even dangerous, but there were signs that it might be getting worse. So the city hired engineers to check it out.
At this time, we don't feel like we have a high level of threat for a breach of the dam.
Amber Al-Haddad is the city's public facilities director. She says the seepage wasn't getting worse, and engineers cleared there were no signs of erosion or deterioration of the dam's material. But the city and state say there are definitely problems with the dam, which was built over timbers dating back to 1900.
Because they're so old, they had basically raised those dams on top of some old antique dams or defunct dams that were there once upon a time. And it's the kind of thing that you want to watch real closely.
Charlie Cobb is an engineer for Alaska's Dam Safety Program. His department is familiar with Wrangell's dams, and he says earthquakes pose the real risks.
Right now, we believe that they may not be stable under seismic conditions, and that has cause for concern.
According to a 2006 U.S. Army Corps of Engineers study, one of the dams is likely to breach during a magnitude 7.4 earthquake, which is big, but not unprecedented for Southeast Alaska. Cobb says Wrangell's levees are among the worst in the state. Upgrading the dams would be expensive, and there is federal assistance available. But federal programs are for dams across the nation, and Cobb says that makes them competitive.
It would be relatively difficult for Wrangell to compete with such small amounts of money because they're relatively small dams and a relatively small population at risk compared to large high-hazard dams in other locales that could have significant populations at risk.
That's not to say there isn't any risk to people and property. If one or both of the reservoir dams failed, it could hit City Park and flood homes, including one of the trailer parks. Together, the dams are holding back around 70 million gallons of the community's drinking water. Cobb said the feds put priority on disasters after they happen. There isn't enough preventative medicine.
Well, oftentimes there'll be money in emergency responses. But there has to be a natural disaster or some sort of disaster to begin with before that money's loosened up. Unfortunately, they don't provide money to prevent a disaster from happening to begin with. It's a quirk of the system.
The city knows this funding struggle, so for now, it's updating its emergency action plan for the dam system. It would outline what the city needs to do in case of catastrophic failure and the flooding that would follow. And federal funds, the city is applying. In the meantime, it's doing a survey to figure out which areas would be hard hit if the unthinkable were to happen. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.